Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is it true that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the church?
Yes.
Some people don't believe that. I do. There's evidence of it. We see it right here. Where did all this money Joseph walked into? Where'd that come from? Where was that at the day before? Huh? That was Egypt's. Worldly. They didn't worship Jehovah God. They worshiped the Nile River. They worshiped Ra, the sun god. They worshiped alligator gods, crocodile gods. But just like that, God moved that money, boop, just like that. Faster than a wire transfer. Quicker than an email. Huh? It was no accident. The Lord had showed Joseph some of that. He didn't know all the details, but he showed some of that to him when he was a teenager. Now you see, this is not an isolated instance. You see it again and again and again. Hold your place there and go back to Genesis. You see that he went literally from rags to riches in a moment of time, and the money came from sinners. But then you read over to Exodus. You begin to see this theme. We're going to camp on this. So we won't do it all tonight. But you're just going to keep seeing this and keep seeing this and keep seeing this. Where did all that money come from? It came from sinners.
Yeah.
It came from the ungodly rich. In Exodus, after Joseph had died, the Bible said a Pharaoh came up who didn't know Joseph, didn't respect Joseph nor the people of Joseph. And they afflicted them, made their life hard with bondage. And you know that they forced them, passed a law that the Hebrews had to throw out their baby boys, had to throw them in the river. Where, of course, they either drowned or crocodiles got them or whatever. Now, what an awful law. Moses was born. And his parents saw him and they couldn't throw him in the river at the moment. They kept him as long as they could. And of course, he's getting bigger all the time and crying louder and everything else. And finally, they made the little boat for him, put him in it, and prayed over it. And here he goes floating, which was for all the other babies to their death. But he floats around the corner and there's Pharaoh's daughter taking a bath. And she finds him and opens up the basket, and he is the cutest thing she has ever laid eyes on. And I imagine the angel poked him right about then and he smiled at her. And it was just too much. She knew what he was. He was a Hebrew baby. What's he doing in the river, you know? I mean, she knew. But she's Pharaoh's daughter. She gets away with a lot. And so Moses' sister is watching. And when she pulled him out, verse 5 of chapter 2, Exodus 2. Exodus 2, 5. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself by the river. Her maidens walked along the riverside. When she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. When she opened it, she saw the child. Behold, the babe wept. She had compassion on him. She said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I call his sister? Who? Moses' sister just happened to pop up and said, do you want me to go and get somebody to nurse this baby for you? And Pharaoh's daughter said, yeah, I do. Go and find me a nurse, mother. And Pharaoh's daughter went and got mama. Her and Moses' mama.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh's daughter said, you know, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I'm going to pay you. Woo, now we're talking about prosperity. Huh? This is big prosperity. Your baby doesn't die. That's huge prosperity. Right? Huge prosperity. You get to stay with your baby. Every day and night. Raise it just like there was no law that forbade you to. Here's another blessing. You get paid to do it. Is God good or is God good? Does God still do stuff like this? Come on, guys. Now, when you really believe it, you get excited about it. Does God still do these kind of things in 2004? Yes, He does. What kind of God do we serve? This is Him. Now, you can listen to somebody else's lack of experience and something they learned in the school of theology, or you can read this and believe this. This is God. He has not changed. He still does things like this. And the Bible says, don't turn there, but in the book of Acts 7:22, it says Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt. He got the best education in the world. And it was all paid for by the world. And he is God's Savior, handpicked. This is the wealth of the sinner being transferred into the hands of the just. Isn't it? Strategic times and places. Now go with me to Ecclesiastes, please. Can you stay with me just a few minutes longer here? Not quite through. Ecclesiastes, the second chapter. And I tell you, while you're doing that, find Job 27. Can you find two places? Ecclesiastes 2 and Job 27. We need all kinds of services. There's some services where you jump and you shout and you run. There's other services where you praise God. And there's some services, things get in you deeper than you think. It changes your thinking. It changes your expectation. Ecclesiastes 2, Job 27. We're going to Ecclesiastes 2 right now. We just got through reading in Proverbs that the sinner's wealth is stored up for the righteous. Proverbs also said, he who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for someone who will be kind to the poor. That's Proverbs 28:8 if you're taking notes. Another one said, income from exploiting the poor will end up in the hands of someone who pities them. Do you know how much wealth is being made off the poor? Poor people pay more. It's a fact. And all this interest that poor people are paying, the Bible says that has to wind up in the hands of people who pity the poor, who want to bless and help the poor. Any of you volunteer for that? Well, you got to start with what you have now. Right? You don't wait till the millions fall on you. You got to start with your $5 and your 10 and, right? Show that you qualify. You pass the test. But listen to Ecclesiastes 2. Are you there? Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 26. Says, for God gives to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he gives travail. To gather and to heap up that he may give to him that's good before God. This is vanity and vexation of the spirit. Yeah, to the sinner that's heaping it up. Let me read this to you from the NIV. To the man who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. I am reading the Bible. Boy, there's some sinners that are working hard. I mean, they they hardly even take a break. They don't even have a life. They just working. You could see where this envy comes in, right? Because they work, because money is their God. And then God goes, whoop. And we come into a bunch of wealth and didn't even work for it. It's called the blessing. It's the fulfilling of prophecy. How many believe this has to happen? It has happened, but it has to happen on a global scale. Glory, glory. Go to Job then. This is another scripture that says almost the same thing. We're talking about prosperity proven. Not what I think, not what you think, what the Bible says. Job 27, are you there? Job 27, talking about the ungodly man. 27:16. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. Another translation reads like this. The evil man may accumulate money like dust and closets jammed full of clothes. Yeah, he may order them made by his tailor, but the innocent shall wear that clothing and shall divide his silver among them. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. I will say this. You got to qualify. The righteous, you pass tests in handling them. And as you pass tests, there are bigger transfers. We've passed a few tests and have had a few transfers. I like it so well that I want to step up to the bigger transfers, but you got to pass the bigger tests. Amen. See, we've been talking about that intermingled through the whole message, right? Dealing with the persecution, being honest, putting God first, obeying Him. When the Holy Ghost tells you to do something, you do it. If He says clean out the account, you do it. We've done it again and again and again. If he can trust you with $5, he can trust you with 50. Right? If you pass the test with 50, then you can step up to 500.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wealth of the Sinner, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R507. That's R507, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.